Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Bologna, Italy, at the Gersai Show, second day of the show, and I'm with Joe Lundgren with Joe Lundgren Consulting. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks.
A lot of people know who you are. You had a marketing role at Delta many years ago, and after you left there, you've been offering help to folks that want to seek your advice and all your industry knowledge. You actually come to about every tile show globally, don't you?
Yeah, the core ones that really focus on the U.S. market. So it's been Gersai and Sebi Sama and obviously coverings in the U.S. And every off year, I'll take a trip down to Brazil.
So there's a couple of things going on that are trends. So let's start out with aesthetics and what we're seeing at this show. I've seen some of your notes from the first day, and the first thing you say is everybody's got panels, right?
Oh, yes. Panels, panels, and more panels. And whether you call it a slab or a panel or a large size, that's obviously a trend that's been around for a long time, and we see the different thicknesses where it's going from 6 mil to 12 mil to 20, and even in some cases up to 30 with the Lamgia process. But what's interesting is as we're growing in the United States of our knowledge, that's how we'll grow as a market. I estimate it's not more than 1% of our market in the United States right now, but it's obviously more in other parts of the world, and it will continue to grow in the United States as we become more educated about the product and installation.
So you say 30 millimeter, that's like a portable driveway, isn't it?
You could say that. It's like a 3CM. It is a 3CM. And I said to the company, I said, wow, that's kind of hard in a porcelain to fabricate. And they said, yeah, we're not sure how many people will necessarily buy it, but we can make it. True Italian technology.
On this panel, more and more emulation of marble. And it's looking real now because they're able to, I mean, it's a man-made product, and it's not very thick. So how they give you that depth, that translucency, as if you're actually looking at a stone, it's pretty realistic, isn't it?
It certainly is. And over the years, you're right. I mean, we've gone through multiple generations of getting better. And it's very impressive when you look at some of the graphics and the time that they spend on, as we call it in the industry, the faces. So you don't get repeat graphics around specific looks. It's very impressive. And I'll tell you, it has the stone industry running, you know, because obviously they're the losing share because of the ease of maintaining a porcelain. But at the same time, I always like to say stonies will always be stonies, just like in the wood industry you're very familiar with. Woodies will always be woodies, and they're not going to make the switch.
They just like the smell of sawdust.
That could be it. Yes, I can't say the same for the stoners on that side. Yeah. There's a lot of different piece.
All right, so let's get real quick run through some observations. Obviously, less wood, and that's refreshing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and exposed aggregate or terrazzo, whatever you want to call it. I mean, everybody's got some. Is that selling? I mean, people want that?
Most of us know that it was birthed from poured terrazzo.
Yeah.
The cost of poured terrazzo has significantly come down. Mm-hmm. There's companies in the U.S. that make a real terrazzo tile, whether it's resin-based or cement-based, but now you have this option of ceramic tile or porcelain with this inkjet that is so realistic that you have the capability to mix up the chips and aggregates in there with stone chips and different things. So if I'm going to do something in terrazzo, look, I have such a control with this porcelain, and they do a beautiful job. And what's really neat is they're actually coming out with some coordinating wall tiles to that floor. I think it's really increased the overall look of the terrazzo being used in the marketplace. So it's starting to catch on.
I ran into you yesterday, and you mentioned that you're seeing more and more wall tile. What's driving that?
Number one, I think you're seeing more wall tile just because of the fact that since it's concern over volume dropping with so much floor tile in the market, you can sell wall tile, which floor tile can go off the wall, but distributors are learning I can make better margins on wall. And so you don't have to sell that same volume, but you could probably make 5-10 points more on wall and then mix it up with some decorative accents and trim. And so now we see, obviously, the subway has grown into a big rectangle, and so call it 3x12, 2x9, 4x12, whatever you want. That has really become more than a trend, and anybody who's not playing in that needs to get into that because more and more people are there, and that's where the market's gone on a lot of wall applications.
Yeah, and actually some of these things that have a lot of texture and depth to them, when light hits them the right way, it really changes the look of the room depending on whether you got the lights on or not, right?
Oh, you bet, yeah. And again, they're using inkjet technology, which then you can do decorative pieces mixed with just standard field tile, and you have such flexibility that it's beautiful what you can do.
One thing that's refreshing I'm seeing is sometimes things emulate other things. We talked about the marble. We talked about the terrazzo. That's emulating something else. But some things I'm seeing, it looks like almost clouds, a blurred visual. And then way back in the distance is a graphic. And so it's not emulating anything. It's just a refreshing look. I think that's interesting.
You know, anything that's different is refreshing, because you'll hear and see in my notes, you know, we're in the forest of the wood, we're in the cement, we're in the marble, those are trends. But when those type of things you're talking about is when some of these companies can go out on the edge, and here at your side, they don't necessarily have those in production. They might have done those to see the reaction, and if there's good reaction and buy-in, they might go produce something like that. So it's a good way to test the waters out here. And you can see some factories are taking wood and mixing in stone again. Didn't work before, but we'll see if the market's ready for it now.
I did see in one space where people were putting, it's like forests. I mean, super crisp, coatolith photograph that's on top of a tile. And you're telling me they can actually fire that, and that's the way they make that?
Oh, yeah, you bet. I mean, with inkjet technology, you know, depending upon the inks and the speed that you run it through, you can do a vast array of things. And then there's other companies that do more specialized kind of murals like that. The capability has been around. It's just the sellability and the volume you see is just the difference.
Well, let's talk about colors for a minute. I did an interview with Hector Narvaez at Marazzi, and he said that things are moving back toward beige again, and we're seeing less gray. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting he says that. You know, we call it the grayish days, and it's still a mix. You know, the American consumer has always been the neutral class, because we want to resell our home, and we don't fast into colors, and that's why we have colored towels. But no doubt that the beige white is still a predominant color in our industry, and grays, but, you know, it's always in that category. Mm-hmm. That's the fun part about wall tile, is you start to see some color come in, which is not a normal thing for our industry.
They say that's because the economy's better.
Well, you know, if that's a judge, maybe we tell Donald Trump that he can judge it by the ceramic tile colors in the industry. But I don't think that's an indicator of that. I think that's potentially just to catch people's eye. And at the end of the day, we're gonna buy white, beige, and gray.
That's right. Because our realtors tell us to do.
Exactly. Right. You're exactly right.
You can do that, but if you want to sell it, don't.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So one other trend, continued consolidation. I mean, we've seen it happen in the United States. We're seeing it globally, aren't we? I mean, there's people buying people, right?
Without a doubt. And we're seeing some good investments made by some good private equity groups that are putting together some good groups so that they can get the efficiencies of putting all those things together and using everyone's strengths. And then also within the United States, we see distribution happening with the same thing. I think when you look at the U.S. distribution channel, the independent distributor has to rethink their strategy to be able to compete with the Floor and Decors and the big home centers. Floor and Decor has been a disruptor in our industry, you can call it that, but they've done a wonderful job in terms of taking themselves out to the market and marketing themselves to the pro, as they call it. So I think we'll continue to see that out in the marketplace, and we'll see some of the mega distributors get even bigger.
You know how you know when Floor and Decor is in somebody's booth?
No.
When all the management of the organization is standing around.
Yes, this is true. Yes, they have an audience.
Generally, you come into these spaces and you don't see all the principals of these booths
together
in one place, but the Floor and Decor's in there. They're all in there,
yes.
Right?
Yes. You mean they don't do that for you, Kemp?
No, they're on the other
way.
We're
on the same page.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Jess, great to talk to you. Again, I've been talking to Joe Lundgren with Joe Lundgren Consulting about some trends at the Trasai Show in Italy, and you've been listening to Kemp Hoare and FloridaLA.net.